Think young. Aging is thinking old. This is Instant Inspiration. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Capital, California. Think young. Aging is thinking old. Now, what do little children think about? They just think about whatever they're doing at the moment. They're just having a good time doing whatever they're doing, and they're enjoying doing what they're doing. And they're not concerned about tomorrow. They're not concerned about what's going to happen if they do something right or wrong. They just do whatever pleases them, and they have a good time. Now, how are they fitting into this picture here of think young, aging is thinking old? Well, they're not thinking anything. They're just being themselves and having fun. And they're being delighted by it. And then, you wait till your father gets home. I'm going to have him give you a spanking for doing that. What'd I do? You know, they don't even know what they did. If mother had come up and said, now, what's this that you're doing here? Well, you know, we don't do that. We don't make a mess in the sandbox. We don't bury all of our cars in the corner of the sandbox, you know. We keep them out, you know, because they're to play with. Well, I don't want you to see them. Well, that's okay, too. But we just don't do that. We always enjoy our toys and play with them nicely. And we show everybody by our attitude that if they play with them nicely, we're happy to. Well, if he'd play with it nicely, I wouldn't mind. Yeah, you see, that's just the way it goes. If you play with it nicely, he'll see that that's the way to play with it. But no, you took your toys and you threw them in the corner because you were angry at him, and you buried them because you were angry at him, and he says, oh, that's the way to have fun. Throw them in the corner and bury them, you know. So, well, okay, was that the result you want? No, then you just do whatever is going to bring you the results you want. Now, the results you want are happiness. The results you want are to be a liked person and to get along with everybody and just have a happy time with all your friends and playing in the box here and so forth. Well, I guess so. You know, they never think about these things because they're not important. Well, as we get a little older, we get the threats of father giving us a spanking. We get, for what we don't really know what we've done wrong, basically, in the beginning. But after a while, we just figure a spanking is part of the day because we did something, you know. And that's growing old. That's growing old. It's worrying about getting repercussions for what you do. Now, if instead of worrying about getting repercussions for what you do things that make you happy and that would make anybody else happy, and then there's no bad repercussions. In fact, they're good repercussions. But that's thinking young. You see, thinking old, say, oh my God, if I get away with this, or if I do that, if I get caught, or, you know, if I speed, or something like that, and you're just all uptight about doing negative things, and you don't stop. You don't stop. You know it's wrong to speed. You know it's wrong to slide to a halt at the stop sign and then get going again before the car has a chance to take a breath, you know. You go, choing, you know, and no cars around, you know, what the heck, you know, we can, there's no problem. Yes, it is a problem. It's a problem of the rules. It's a problem of the rules. And Ellen is just pouring a glass of milk here for herself. And as she's pouring a glass of milk, she's thinking she's doing a great job. Well, half the milk is going in the glass and half is going out of the glass. And she looks down and she says, oh my goodness, what have I done? Well, the thing is, Ellen isn't doing it like a little child would. A little child would take the thing and pour it in so carefully and so wonderfully because they want to get every single drop that they can. And they pick up from us as adults. They're slushing in, you know, and carelessly doing things. And this is the way she taught her children, you know. No, this is what we've been taught as children. We've been taught just to hurry up, get it in there. Now, how have you seen Herb pour water or pour anything?
To the brim.
To the brim. Now, if you pour to the brim, can you slush it in? You have to go gentle, don't you? you have to go drop by drop. And everybody's watching, and then everybody says, I wonder if we could pick it up without spilling. Now, that's a stupid thing to say. You say, I am Steady Hand Pete, you know. I wonder if I could pick it up without spilling. We put the cause in motion for spilling. That's aging. Aging is where you put causes in motion contrary to what you want to experience. Now, why do we speed? Why do we speed? Because as children, we were chastised and told what to do, and so we're going to get away with something, at least. We're going to do something. If the speed limit is 70, does anyone drive 70?
No.
It's always 70 and a half or 73, maybe 75, but in that range. And the police aren't too concerned. But the thing is, you should be concerned, because you're violating all of the rules that you've been brought up to believe in. And you're brought up to believe in the rules of do what is right. Follow the rules. Follow the program. Now, fighting the program is what makes us grow old, because we get tense in our stomach, we get tense in our attitudes, and we're looking around to see if anyone's watching us while we're doing something wrong. And it doesn't have to be something terrible wrong. It can be just like going to the table and looking at the servings on the platter and seeing which is the greatest serving there, and then sitting back quietly and reaching for it first and taking the biggest one off, and just as though it was, you know, the natural thing. But yeah, that was planned. That was preconceived. You know, you looked for it. And then you look for the rosiest strawberries, or you look for the nicest grapes, or you look for... You're cheating. You're cheating. What you should do is just take what comes to you. Now, in your mind, you can say, my strawberries are always the greatest. My grapes are always the greatest. My piece of meat is always a nice piece of meat. We don't need it to be the greatest, the biggest, the whatever, but a nice piece of meat, because sometimes the biggest piece of meat's not so nice. It's kind of tough. It may be on the side or the outside or whatever, dry. But if we always just do what is natural and right for us to do, of course, what's natural and right for us to do is what we've been trained to do, and that's to cheat. And so every single person on the face of the earth cheats, whether they are the police enforcers or whether they are the fathers and mothers or whether they are the children. Everybody cheats. This is what they've been taught to do. They've been taught what's the traditional story? Johnny and Mary are going to have some cake, and there's just one big piece left, and so they have to cut that piece. So Johnny and Mary decide who is going to cut the cake, and Mother says, you can cut the cake, or you can cut, who wants to cut the cake? And so you let the other person cut the cake, because then you can choose the biggest piece. But if you cut the cake, then you have to let the other person choose the biggest piece. And if you don't have in your consciousness that you get the biggest piece, which really doesn't make all that difference, but it's the principle. If you put in your consciousness that you always get your perfect piece of cake, it is usually there and heaped over, overflowing. And Mary does not want to scrape the plate. But that's got all the excess frosting and all the other goodies on it. And so you get to do that. Mary would never go in the kitchen when Mommy is cooking and say, can I lick the bowl? She's taught to be a lady. But Johnny isn't taught to be a lady. He goes in and he says, can I lick the bowl, Mom? And she says, sure. And he licks it with his fingers and he licks it with his tongue and he cleans it up. And he says, here you are. You don't have to wash it now. And he means it. He means it. He thinks he's clean. He thinks that his mouth is clean, that his saliva is wonderful. And that's a good way to be. But you see, then later, after you've been licking on that bowl and dirtying up that bowl, that sounds terrible. He said, right away, it makes him sound like a pig. It makes him sound like an evil person. If Mother would, instead of saying that to him, say, well, Johnny, you sure did a good job. Now let's see what a little soap will do to bring off some of that grease that didn't get off of there, you know, to get take off some of that stuff that didn't get off there. And not that there's anything wrong with you, you know, not that there's anything wrong with you licking the spoon and putting it back in the jelly. It's just that you learn that these are mannerly things to do. Not that there's something wrong. If there's something wrong because your saliva is terrible, or because you got a cold and you're spreading your germs, or whatever, you know, that's the wrong motivation. And when we do that, we're in trouble. Now, thinking young, aging is thinking old. Whenever children start, here's a good illustration. The little boy walks in the room, and everyone says, "My, what a wonderful little man you are. Wow, you certainly are well behaved. Oh, you are so orderly. Oh, you place your napkin in your lap so nicely. Oh, you do this, you do that," you know. And that's not natural for the kid. He should place the napkin in his lap with abandon, but put it there. He should sit at the table with joy, not like, you know, some king and I sort of thing, you know. That's not natural. That's not harmonious. That's old. He's acting like an old man. And even old men don't do that. Because old men come around the cycle and start being kids again. Mm-hmm. And it's too bad that they couldn't have stayed kids all throughout their life. But they get back to it, and that's good. So think about these things. Think young. And that's just for us. We don't say, "I am young, I am young, I am young." We say, what does a young person do? What does a young person act like? What does a young person do when he walks down the street? Hang over like an ape? Or does he have his chest out, shoulders back, chin up, and he's going for the gold, you know? That's a lot of kids don't do that. That's because that's what their parents do. They see their parents and they follow that pattern because they respect and honor their parents. If only their parents could honor themselves and stick that old chest out there and lift up that chin, you know, and walk like a gentleman or like a lady. Now, when you see the Queen, she has to walk like this. It's expected of her to be dignified. It's expected of her to do this, but not that so much. When she does that, she likes herself. She is happy with herself. She is doing that for herself. Now, Princess Di did not walk that way. Do you know? She did not walk like a princess. Although she did walk like a princess. She walked like a person who liked herself and was enjoying herself. She was flexible and mobile, and she was acting into everything that she did. Everything that she did was just the because she liked herself. Now you say, she had eating disorder, she had this, she had that, she had the other thing. We're not talking about that. We're talking about how our attitude is about ourselves and how it ages us. When our attitude about ourselves is one where we don't like ourselves and do a disrespect for ourselves, we age very quickly. When our attitude about ourselves is that, hey, I'm a nice guy, I like this here. And, Mom, I want to go over to Johnny's house. May I go? Of course you may go. You don't even have to ask. You know that you can always do anything you want to do because you always do everything right. You're always a good child. You're always... Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? My God, what a turnaround that would be. And what would happen with the kid? Ooh-hoo. The kid would act with responsibility. Not because he's trying to get something, but because, hey, mother trusts me. Mother trusts me. And my mother did that with me from young on.
Good for you.
Huh?
Good for you.
Oh, you betcha. And the rest of the kids, she wasn't always sure what they were up to, you know. But me, she always says, if it's him, I have nothing to worry about. And that's a nice attitude. But I earned that attitude by never giving her anything to worry about. I came home with broken legs now and then and things like that, but and I gave away my clothes and I did all these other silly things, but these were all understandable things that she could live with and work with. Ellen is filling her glass now, but she's dripping because she's not concentrating on what she's doing. She's concentrating on getting the glass filled to the top instead of pouring it in perfectly. And when you pour it in perfectly, you just always have it perfect. It's an art, but it's an art of, what are we saying here? Aging is thinking old. You're thinking old when you do that.
Let's see now if I could get this in here.
Now, you have met a lot of elderly people, and they have surprised you because you thought that they were younger than their real age was. And the reason you thought they were younger was because they acted younger. They acted with a certain abandon that old age doesn't have. What's one of the things that old age has? Being cautious. You don't want to fall. You got to have your cane. You got to watch the steps. Your bifocals aren't fitting right. A lot of young people have bifocals too, so what's the big deal about that, you know? And a lot of young people have arthritis. What's the big deal about that? What? Yeah. It's true. A lot of young people, you know, I sometimes get up and I have a little kink in my back and I think, oh my goodness, this is not right. And I say, what's the matter with you, Herb? Athletes, after they come in from a race or they're doing things, and then they lay down for a minute and they get all knotted up and they have to be massaged out. At least you just say, hey, I'm holding perfect, then you stand up. You know, you don't even need the massage. And that's true. But we try to say that when you have aches and pains, you're old. Well, young people have aches and pains too. And they don't need to keep them. And they don't keep them because they say, that's just, you know, for the moment, it's gone. Old people say, oh boy, it's just come on of arthritis. Old age is coming on. I'm going to have aches and pains. And it's a silly thing. Very silly thing. But it's up to us to act young. And think young. And recognize that aging is for old people and for people who like to be old. That's why watching children is a great adventure. And we have much to learn from our children. Not them from us so much, but we have much to learn from them. Wouldn't it be wonderful to live a life with a perfect attitude about yourself, liking yourself, enjoying your world, and you had no talent? Mucknicks. If you were enjoying yourself and being yourself and having fun, and you were from a poor family, mucknicks. You're from a rich family, mucknicks. It makes no difference. The thing is, it's not your wealth, your talent, it's not your good looks, it's not anything else, it's your attitude. I have seen some of the most unpleasant looking people. The minute they turn down their personality, you forget their unpleasantness. You forget how they look, you forget the ugliness. Just like this woman in our seminar with her face eaten away with cancer. And she'd had surgery, but it, of course, didn't do total reconstruction. And so she brought our attention to it by putting a handkerchief in front of her face all the time. And finally we said, hey, what are you covering up for? We know what's under there. You are. And you're wonderful. Now, don't go hiding that because you're drawing attention to the fact that your face is so beautiful. Now, just stop it, you know. And, you know, it's like the lady who has her little wart here, you know, and it's her beauty spot, you know, and she's always bringing her attention to it, and she lowers her blouse so the beauty spot shows on her shoulder and so forth, you know, and she wants people to see it. Well, I mean, that's cool. That's cool. Because she has made out of something that others would call ugly, something, her beauty spot. And all of you, all of us, have a beauty spot. And that's called attitude. And we are the only ones in charge of it. And with the right attitude, with a happy attitude, we'll not age. And no one will think of us as aged. No one will even know it. I talked to my brother Ray on the phone. He's 80, and he speaks with clarity and simplicity and lightheartedness and a voice that would make you think he was just a young man. Yeah. And of course he is. And this is what this is all about. So, think young. Aging is thinking old. And so it is. I love you.